Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I am Michael Pedro.
And I'm expendable.
And out in Vancouver.
I am expandable.
He's Reed Richards.
I'm dependable.
He's
a diaper. Welcome back to the show, listener. This week on the show, we are doing another one of our favorite. We call these fan castings. This one is geared more towards one of the best action franchises in movie history.
That's a stretch.
We're talking about the Expendables here, listener.
I don't know anybody that that would go back and watch the first one.
Except me.
Oh, no. But you did it for research, Michael.
Sure, that's for exactly
research.
What I'll say.
Different.
Yes,
different.
It was for research, listener. No, what Jimmy means by we're putting a spin on it is we're taking the five primary characters, specifically Terry Crews, Jason Statham, Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, and Jet Li, and we're going to take those roles that they've done, and we're going to replace them with the existing Expendables.
Yeah.
We're going to see if we can make our own mercenary team. Before we get into it, listener, we've got some things we want to tell you about. We've got some things we want to review.
Oh, yeah. Laughs at Gaffs, September 16th. Yuck Yuck's on the 15th, Friday, doing the early and the late show. Come to either of those. Saturday is Laughs at Gaffs, and Sunday is Comedy at the Limelight. That is the basement of Juneberry. They're doing shows there now. Big Daddy Taz is headlining. Come check
that
one out. Yeah, it'll be a good show.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be
fun. If you're wondering how to find tickets for that, listener, in the show notes, there's a link that takes you to all of our things, and you can follow Jimmy specifically, you can follow Laughs at Gaffs.
And you can always follow the menu for,
all the things.
Tickets and whatnot.
Martin, what about you?
We haven't announced the next Clue Club yet. We're still trying to find a date, but just follow me on Instagram and follow Clue Club on Instagram. We'll announce it soon.
And you'll keep up with Martin.
We just did a thing.
Yes, we did.
It was a lot of fun.
If you came to trivia, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to trivia, listener. We had a blast. I think we trimmed the fat, as we said from the first
one. It was perfectly executed trivia.
Oh, it was.
It wasn't too long. It wasn't too short. People had a good time. The complaint was too many tips. But you know what? Nobody got all of them fucking right.
Exactly.
So yeah, there were too many tips. Why didn't you get them all right?
I don't know who said that. But
they didn't win.
But they did win. That's
they didn't
for sure.
Fucking win, I'll tell you that, Michael. They weren't even close.
Shout out to the Colgate Comedy Hour. That was a fantastic team name.
It was an unfair advantage.
They kind of had, they had an arm and a leg up on a lot of teams. But the
they were booed, rightly so.
There was some good. The Quiznin Terran Trivianos, or what, the,
pretty close. Something like
that. No, there was a lot of fun. So to everybody who came out and
thank you
on the patio, thank you. That was awesome. Stay tuned for more of those things. We said we're doing another thing there. It's unconfirmed yet, so you're going to have to just follow the show and follow
that's right.
All the things.
Good
that
excuse
we do
to keep up.
Yeah, exactly what Jimmy said. And all of that stuff, Martin's stuff, Jimmy's stuff, my stuff, that can all be found in the link in our bio on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
R-E-E-L.
For all the spelling, Real Debaters Pod, Instagram, Twitter, The Real Debaters Podcast, Facebook, and RD Pod Shorts. I forget anything?
Nope.
That's it. You want to move on?
Yeah.
So. All right, let's get into it. Jimmy, what'd you watch this week?
I tried to watch The Fablemans.
Can we all talk about it and we all agree that we've watched it?
What a truly pointless romp. My God. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be an Ebert, but this is just pointless. Like, who's it for? Who's it for? Who? Who, Michael? He did all the things. He did the riding the bikes. He did the... Paul Dano was nice. Paul Dano was nice. He's a nice dad.
I like Paul Dano. He's good. Yeah. That was the thing I liked about the movie. Was Paul Dano.
Pre-show we were talking about this. You said you hadn't finished it.
I didn't know Seth Rogen was going to be in it. That was fun.
Right? As the
Jesus, that's like only like 30 minutes into the movie.
Did you know what it was about at all before going into it?
It's about Spielberg, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, you're right about that. But did you know that going
in? Yeah, oh yeah.
Or you were just like, man, this guy reminds me of Spielberg the whole time.
No, I knew that. I did know that going
into
it.
All right.
It's just, who's it for?
It's for the Oscars, obviously.
Well, they didn't get it.
I know. Well, sure. Okay.
I bet on them to win, and they didn't get it, Michael.
I think I put money on
I was pretty pissed off.
I would not have put money on that to win.
I know. It was everything everywhere. I bet. You know what I did? I bet on the Generals.
Why would you bet on the Generals?
I thought they were due.
Okay, if you're seriously asking who it's for him, I think. I mean, everything else has been for us.
Fuck him.
So finally he makes one for him.
Fuck him.
Which is still for us, but it's all about him.
Oh, yeah, none of those other movies were ever for him.
But, like, didn't you have fun learning about the train crashing and then finding his mother cheating on his dad? And
I did not have fun with that, Michael.
Oh, my God. Like, Seth Rogen was the creepiest character. I was like, why is this guy even in here?
But, like, get him out. You weren't even a little heartbroken when he, like, used the camera, the thing that brings him all the joy, and then, like, found his mom cheating with Seth Rogen's creepy character, and that didn't even register with you?
He's not their uncle.
I know that. I mean, we all he got into a big fight.
Yeah,
with him.
I can't tell if his mother was supposed to be a bad character or if she was, because he made her right to not like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know. It was too confusing. I'm like, I thought she was going to get committed at one point.
Yeah, that dance was a little awkward for a family. Did you get to the dance?
Right, and I can't tell how Steven feels about that.
Well, and see, that's what I'm saying is that
his mom's boobs, that's not comfortable. Like, the sister was the only sane one in that whole scene.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
But there's always a broken home and a broken family in all Steven Spielberg pictures, right? In some way, there's a broken family dynamic.
You know, he seemed like he had a pretty easy life.
Sure.
He got bullied a little bit, but even then, we've all gotten bullied
a little bit.
He's got trauma.
He had a pretty big house.
I can't argue for Spielberg. I mean, he's living the high life. No,
he wasn't starving.
I'm not defending the movie because honestly, like when I watched it, I was like, huh. You know, I'm like, this ain't no Oasis and Ready Player One, right? Like, but it's the thing is though, is that sometimes we don't need to ask for it. For it to be good,
sometimes people just want to jerk themselves off. I don't know,
and that sure, and in a roundabout way, roundabout way.
Thank you, Martin.
It's about
that's
him.
That's what I'm here for.
Wow,
but like everything he's
Jimmy. Where did you stop? When did you stop watching the movie?
Yeah, good
like
question.
What scene?
It was after the dance.
Oh, that was so creepy. I was about to turn it off.
But I can't remember how long after. That was the most recent significant event I remember.
Did you see the scene where he finds his mom, that his mom is cheating?
No.
This is all news to me.
Yeah, he's editing the film, and that's where he catches it, because he's using one of those old...
He didn't catch it while he was filming it?
Well, it's background.
it's in the background. He's not focusing.
She's
focusing on his
screaming and moaning.
It's not.
What was he doing? What was he filming in the foreground?
This isn't Spielberg's mom does campsite. Like,
right.
It's not.
That's kind of what it felt like.
It did feel like that a lot.
Her interpretive dance is just... It was weird because you could see a lot of body parts. And I'm like...
It's weird because it's his mother.
Is that how you remembered it?
No. It's not weird because of nudity. I don't want people at home to think that's
his mom.
What I think.
It's his mom.
It's weird because that's his mom.
Well, yeah, but his dad was there too. Like the family was there.
So they're all watching him.
That's why I'm saying
that's so fucking weird.
I'm saying
adding family members doesn't help.
They were all there.
Your grandpa.
But it creates distraction from the real problem. If I throw every family member at you, you can't stay focused. I know you're supposed to be like in love with Spielberg when he meets his idol in the end too, right? Martin, did you see the whole thing where he meets?
I watched it all.
Yeah.
Who was his idol?
Here's my thing.
Hit him.
There didn't end. There was no ending. It just
ends.
Fucking
well,
stopped. There's no ending.
Yeah, that too.
Like, it just not, fucking stopped. The movie just stopped.
This
I'm like,
movie.
Wait a minute. What? There's so many unresolved issues.
You know what else I watched? I watched I Like Movies.
Oh, hey, that I've heard about that.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Okay,
it was frustrating but enjoyable, but very enjoyable.
Before you talk about
Canadian
that,
film,
yeah, I heard totally.
I'll talk about it next time.
Okay. Well, whoa, wow, that's here. Dangle a fucking.
Yeah, I know. Come back.
Buddy. All right. Well then,
I knew I forgot something important.
The movie that really
instead
mattered?
Of let's talk about Half of Fablemans. That's what I thought.
Okay, the Half of Fablemans that you've seen, how many?
Oof.
How many?
Like, it was fun and fine and...
How many creepy Seth Rogen flirty moments do you give it?
Four and a half.
Is that
five?
Because you don't want to... Five?
It's just... Because a movie doesn't need to have a point.
It needs to
That's
have an ending.
That's not what I'm arguing. What I'm trying to... It's just... It felt like a... It takes a special kind of person to just... make a movie about yourself at the times in your life that weren't the most interesting times in your life.
That's called narcissism.
Thank you.
There, but to
I want to know about how you made Jurassic Park.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't care.
You know, as much as I love everything that Steven Spielberg has made, I bet you he yelled at a lot of people on set. I bet you he was an absolute prick. Because he'd come, like, the odds are, and I mean,
we'll never work with him
there's
now.
There's just an era of filmmaking.
Not after
people,
we've trashed the Fablemans.
But, like, you know, when you talk down to people to get shit done as opposed to, like, you know, all, rising tide raises all ships kind of mentality. But he just strikes me as the kind
the
of
guy. The old Tim Burton.
Yeah, right?
Not if you watch the Fablemans. It didn't seem like he was that type of person at all.
No.
No, but I mean,
he wasn't a good family man. Maybe that was it was hinting to that because he loved his art more than anything else.
That's right.
But
without beating a dead Fableman, I think he picked the moments where he wanted to show the world where he figured things out.
I see.
His mom watching his mom dancing naked, figuring it out.
You
oh
guys.
Man, I really do not like that movie.
No,
just after we did a whole Steven Spielberg round of trivia.
Oh yeah. Which look, his other movie's fantastic. He's gonna have a dud.
He's gonna have. Well, they can't all be home runs.
They can't all be home runs.
That's true. That's
he's
true.
Gonna, he's gonna. You love the word dud.
It's a dud.
It's a dud. All it's right. It's five.
What do you want?
His RBIs are great.
Okay, let me change. Let me change tempos.
He brings them home, but just not all the time.
Evil Dead Rise.
You
oh,
did?
Nice.
I did.
How?
On Crave.
No, but like physically.
How?
Yeah.
Last night in a dark room with Shauna.
I know that's not your thing.
Horror?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Who were we with? We were with some people recently. Who
excellent.
We were with Nadia and Aaron, and Nadia is a huge horror nut. Like,
really?
She can.
Oh my God.
She can fucking play. Yeah. Like, she was spitting horror movies at me that I was like,
that's
wow.
Fantastic.
So, and so is Aaron. Like, Aaron loves horror, too. So
I didn't know.
So me and Shauna looked at each other. I was like, let's watch horror. So that was Friday night. So then last night, I was like, we're watching a horror movie tonight.
Look at you guys. Yay.
So
it's almost October.
I loved it.
Fuck yes.
I thought it was very fun to be like, okay, instead of a book, it's a record. But it's still the book. And instead of a campsite, it's not. It's a apartment in L.A., but it's also about the campsite, right?
But how isolated.
It's trapped. You're trapped in an apartment building. It's a one-room play, right? Like it's.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Right in the third act when they go right to Raimi mode.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, the camera angle where she's shaking and running just like Bruce. And then the full blood soaking just like Bruce, but way more blood than Evil Dead 1 could have ever come up with. Like, they turned up the blood, they paid way too many fucking moments to the chainsaw, but it was so good. The boomstick, come get some. Like, it's
everything I wanted an Evil Dead movie.
You know
to
what
be.
And like, I was like, did it, because I couldn't remember if it was a play off of 13's Evil Dead attempt where it's back at the cabin.
I can't tell anymore. I think
it's not.
This is
its own thing.
Okay,
but I loved how we started at the camp, at the cabin.
Yeah.
And then we end up at the cabin.
Oh.
That was I was like, that's a TikTok. That's a perfect TikTok.
When he holds the drone to his face.
Right? No, buddy.
Christ El Mundo.
Martin, did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Jeepers,
it's on Crave?
Martin. Yeah, it's on Crave.
It's on Crave.
It's a gooder.
It's
a gooder.
Gooder. But you know what? Watching the back of a woman's leg get grated with a cheese grater.
Oh, you'll never grate cheese the same way again.
Yeah. No, right here. That
I'm glad
spot.
You guys liked it so much.
You know, it was
brings me a lot of joy.
It was fantastic. It was very bloody.
Yep.
Watching the demon work.
Yeah.
And getting, you know what I really liked? Great, good and all. We have a demon coming out of the Necronomicon, right?
Yeah.
In Evil Dead. That's the whole story. Mm. This one had different demons being summoned in to the point where we have this spider, right? And I loved how it played into those things with, like, it had different characters, just like there was different demonites and all that stuff throughout the Evil Dead series. They were like, let's just jam pack this with as many demons and weird things as we can.
And the best character of all was a doll head on a stick.
Right.
Stephanie.
Right. And like certain things where I was like, okay, why are they not dying? And like her hanging in the elevator where her bones are all.
It's chaos. There's no actual answer for it. Like when some of them get cut or bit and they don't turn, It's just there's no rhyme or reason. This is mostly magic, people.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to it.
It's dark fucking magic. I love the priest recording. I thought that was really smart.
And hearing them all argue about what to do with it.
Right? Like, and Danny being like, I fucked up. And I'm like, why is it always the idiot kid who gets to play with the Necronomicon? And
fun fact, the actor who plays Danny is in One Piece.
Really?
They play Kobe.
Oh.
I've heard One Piece is killing it, too.
I heard that as well.
What is One Piece, by the way?
It's an anime with like 2,000 episodes, and it's just never going to end. And so the manga is even longer.
15 years, 20? I don't know, 20 years?
Something like that.
It's long.
Like World of Warcraft, but for TV. Here's an expansion pack.
It's about pirates.
It's about pirates.
Okay. Anyways, Evil Dead Rise. I'm trying to start October by watching horror movies in September.
Yeah.
So that it's just common nature.
Look at you go.
And then eventually I just watch a horror movie because I actually really enjoy falling asleep to Hostel. I don't know why.
Jesus.
Like, it you know what it is? It's one of those horror movies that has a lot of
quiet. You need some extra therapy sessions, bro.
No, it has a lot of quiet moments that you can drift off to. And then by the time I'm out, I don't know that there's, you know, Achilles tendons being slit in the background. Because
yeepers.
You know, I'm telling you, man, I've Eli Roth takes me to sleep.
That boy ain't right.
Am I kidding, listener? Yeah. Anyways, I give Evil Dead Rise, I give it eight and a half.
Wow.
S-smarts out of 10.
All it needed was a Bruce.
But I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they were like, we're gonna show you that we can do this on our own, but we're not going to forget you.
And if you're good, maybe we'll give you a Bruce next time.
And the girl who plays our Bruce in this, like the sister, the guitar tech, not a groupie. She's not a fucking groupie.
Not a fucking groupie.
She's a good, you're going to get, that'll make sense to you, Martin. But her.
I know what a guitar tech is.
No, I know. There's a joke in the movie. I know what a guitar tech is.
Michael, I want this to be a valuable lesson. This is why you don't explain jokes and references.
Thank you very much. Noted. Her moments of kookiness where she's just shaking in the end, I'm like, this is very Bruce. Like, she was like, if I'm gonna do this, I need to do this right. So
right.
I can't remember your name right now. I'm sorry.
It's Martin.
It's Martin. No.
The guitar tech.
The guitar tech. But yeah, 8.5 out of 10 for sure. Martin, what'd you watch?
Ooh, I have been on a basketball tear because season 2 of Winning Time, The Rise of the Laker Dynasty, started up again.
Yeah,
I think it's been around episode 5 now or 6 maybe.
You know, I think it would be very funny for that show if, because I hear not a lot of people are watching it and it's having trouble and they want to do another season. It'd be very funny if that show ended with the Celtics winning the title.
Jimmy, have you seen it? Did you watch it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Season 1 is great. Season 2 is great.
It's
got like John C. Reilly playing Jerry Buss.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you want?
Well, they were supposed to get Bo Burnham to play Larry Bird, but that didn't end up happening.
Ooh, how come?
I like the guy who they cast to play Larry Bird. He's good.
I don't know. Well, I don't think he knows how to play basketball.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah, and he'd be a funny Larry Bird.
You need
Bird.
To at least know how to shoot.
Yeah, you need that.
It doesn't have to go in. Just look like you know how. Just
have some arc to it, some spin. What's like the, where are they in the building the dynasty, Martin?
So season 1 focused a lot on, you know, Magic getting drafted to the NBA, his first year as a Laker.
It's a turnaround.
And then winning the championship in the first year.
I'm sorry, that's Magic.
He was insane.
Yeah. So they had it like basically like in the first season, fucking spoiler alerts, whatever. It's been a year. The first season, basically what happens in the, like the first season
they
hire a coach who's like, he has this new way of playing basketball that's supposed to be super exciting.
Jason Siegel.
Fast paced, perfect for the team.
Yep.
But they basically lose the coach after like the first couple games. Like he gets into an accident and is fighting for his life.
Oy.
So they have to hire an interim coach who was the coach's assistant.
Is that Adrian Brody?
Played by Jason Siegel.
Oh, right.
And he takes over as it. And then they have like, Pat Riley, who eventually becomes the Lakers coach in the 80s, like the Showtime Lakers, which is what they're known as. But he starts off as like an announcer, basically. And he comes in as an assistant coach because Jason Segel's character is basically doesn't know what he's doing. The guy was a Shakespeare professor before he went to become an assistant coach at the NBA.
Pardon me. Jason Segel's character was a philosophy.
So easy it was for guys to
professor.
Get jobs.
Yeah, a Shakespeare professor.
Shakespeare. Never mind. So, like, to be or not to be with on my
That's
resume.
Right.
That's fucking
And you know
weird.
What? He wins a championship in his first year coaching.
Was this Moneyball?
He wins the championship.
He, you know what? I think anybody coaching could have won with that team. They just did whatever they wanted, and it worked.
It looks really entertaining. Like,
Pat Riley's also very successful as a
Adrian Brody.
Heat now and coach, I think. And, yeah.
He's great. Like, he, like, in season, like, you... It starts off in the 70s, right? Like, right the year before the 80s.
Thank you for that.
Year by the season. So, basically, like, you see Pat Riley as, like, you don't see him as, like, Showtime Pat Riley with his hair slicked back and all that stuff. The no facial hair. Like, fucking Armani suits. Like, well-dressed coach. Like, a very good-looking man on the floor.
Who plays Pat Riley?
Adrian Brody.
Yep.
Adrian, okay.
This is Adrian Brody podcast.
this is right. This is the
Adam and Adrian Brody cast.
And who does John C. Reilly play? Is it, he's the owner, if I'm not...
Jerry Buss.
So did he buy the team at this point, or is he own the team? And
he buys it in season one. It starts with him buying the team, and then they build the team. They basically draft Magic.
Now it's
Magic has trouble adjusting to the play in the NBA team. With the coaching, but then they eventually get it. They win the first championship. Now the second season's about, you know... The second season spans multiple years, because it starts off, I think... In 80, I want to say 84.
Okay.
So I think this is one of, like, the first times they play Boston.
Yeah.
That's the first time they play Boston. Because I think 80 they win. 81, I think, did they lose in 81?
I don't remember. I wasn't alive.
I can't remember. 82, I think 82 they win again. 83 they lose.
I wasn't alive.
They lose in 83. This. And then 84 is where they're, like, Boston and LA make it for the first time in the finals. So they've never faced each other in the finals, but there's just this rivalry between Larry Bird and Magic, because they were both drafted in the same year, and they're both competing for, like, who is the best player at that time. And both teams are trying to play who the best dynasty is in the 80s, who's going to be the dynasty team in the 80s.
Okay, so you're saying that they're, like, jumping years in the second season. I wonder if they've realized maybe we should do, like, where it started and then a big chunk of an era, and then they're going to jump into the 90s and the early 2000s, because they can't. Like,
I don't know what they're gonna do.
Like, can't leave Kobe and Shaq and Fox. Like, that era is also insane, right?
I don't know. This has to do well. I heard that viewership is down, and if people don't watch things,
it's really good though.
Do you guys?
I know always the best things are.
I don't watch a lot of
sports.
Series. definitely don't watch a lot of sports, which is why when a sports miniseries or a sports focused thing. Doesn't grab me. Do they do them well? Because you guys watch, like,
they do them well. Like, the game is played well. Okay. The acting is great. The story is great. I mean, you get invested in the characters. And it goes into, like, Irving Johnson's basically his personal life, right? So they go a lot into that. A lot of it has to do with the, you know,
that man,
the
fucks.
Egos egos in the locker room, because you got
big numbers.
Basically, you have, like, Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like, basically two powerhouses who are trying to vied for dominance of the team. Like, who's going to be the captain? But Kareem is captain, but Magic's the new young talent.
And Kareem
who
had to
wants
learn under
job.
Wilt, who fucked.
The Stilt. Chamberlain. He also, that whole team fucked.
Yeah, they
how'd
all
they, how'd they
manage fucked.
To win any championships?
All of them fucked. how many fucks out of 10?
Yeah, perfect.
Ooh. Eight fucks.
Eight
fucks out of 10.
Eight point five.
Seasons
fucks.
One and two combined. I like season one more, but season two is pretty good as well. But season one was really good.
I don't know what it is with viewership down.
Go Kings
on HBO. Like, I think
I'm not going to watch Lakers television.
Go Blazers.
I'm not going to watch Lakers propaganda.
You're a Boston fan?
No, God, no. Well, you. Well, that's
no,
just
you're San Antonio,
disgusting.
Right?
No, Sacramento.
Sacramento Kings.
How did
he's a North Cowboy?
Okay,
get your Lakers propaganda out of here.
Let's get into it.
All right, what time is it, Jimmy?
It's debate time.
Sweet.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein.
Give me a fat beat to beat my body's chest.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you You gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it? Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Show The Expendables with a twist today, listener. If you've skipped to this point because this is your favorite part of the show, we're going to remind you, and for all you new people here.
Oh, we're going to be talking about Fablemans for another 20 minutes.
Bait and switch.
Gotcha, fucker.
No, so what we're doing is we're taking Stallone, we're taking Statham, Lee, Cruz, and Lundgren. And we're gonna take them from we're gonna rearrange these guys. We're gonna make our own Merc team.
We're gonna pick our favorite characters that they've done and why they should be on a new Expendables team.
Exactly. And
if you're wondering, well, what are you assembling the team for? The world's ending.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
There you go.
Yeah, we got it.
You happy now? What else would it be,
Jimmy? Who would you like to start with?
Let's start with Stallone.
Okay.
Fair enough. I think we got to start with Sly.
He's kind of the leader.
Look at these
clowns. King Shark. It's King Shark. He fits in a van. We saw how well a big shark man fits in with the team. It goes pretty dang well for them.
Can also wear clothes. All right. Communication skills. I mean, Stallone kind of is the leader of the team. So I'm just trying to remember King Shark's inability to really convey his point. Like if he had a translator...
Maybe, I would say it's pretty close to what his actual movies are.
I know. I was just going to say the same thing. I was like, you think this is some intellectual that is running the Expendables team?
You shoot guns there.
Fair enough. I guess I am aiming a little too high.
Who'd you pick?
But just hear me out before Martin goes, because I think I've got a couple good points here. I picked John Spartan from Demolition Man.
Okay.
I picked a guy who was kind of like a lateral from Barney Ross or Barney Barnstein, whatever the fuck his name is. Stallone plays. It's Barney, that much I know. But I picked a guy who's got like, you know, he's...
Barney Ross. You're right, Mike.
Barney Ross. Thank you.
I thought Arnie was Demolition Man.
No, dude. Who the hell are you? What are you watching?
What the fuck, man?
Smoke more weed, Jimmy.
Sacrilegious.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
The Running Man?
That's
Schwarzenegger.
How dare I confuse two man movies?
How dare you? Kay. Get out of here.
Let me get my point across. So John
Spall, Rob would be in a fit.
He would be.
He'd be on a heart attack. So Spartan, because... He's got previous experience with the law, right? Not I am the law, but he's got previous experience with the law. So
Narc.
I think kind of transferring over, he's got weapons handling experience, but mostly I picked him because I think this would be a perfect opportunity to like scoop out an enemy's eyes with those three seashells, and just you know
that's nice.
It's kind of like a finishing move or some sort of like torture device.
Well, you know, Michael, if he's going to use seashells, it's probably going to put them by the ocean. You know who would be useful by the ocean? King fucking Shark.
Nice bring around.
Yeah, well.
So John Spartan, he isn't afraid to run into a burning building. He isn't afraid to get his hands wet. Right?
A building collapses on King Shark.
We're building a mercenary team here, right? You want a guy who's like, I am Shark, and I got a guy who speaks English. Martin, who do you have?
Yeah, Martin.
I had King Shark originally as well. King Shark, I like King Shark because who the fuck is going to beat King Shark in the world?
In the Expendables
universe,
like,
if a giant tentacle monster couldn't do it, what's gonna beat him?
I mean, yeah, he did eat his way out of that Starro, right?
That's right.
Isn't that part of the whole thing?
Exactly. King Shark.
All right, fine. Well, considering by default two have picked the same character, John Spartan, you lose.
The seashells.
The seashells will never make it onto the team. While
John
saving,
Spartan,
while
you
saving
are fine.
The world, right?
$30.
Okay. All right, King Shark leading us the way. Let me note this down here. Well, I'll go second. Let's get the obscure one out of the way. Let's do Jet Li next.
Okay.
So, fuck, I can't believe I have to write King Shark.
Nanawe.
All right, sorry. Nanawe.
Nanawe, friend.
Nanawe, friend.
And friends aren't food.
Okay, I wrote this down, but I don't want to mispronounce it. So, Lethal Weapon, 4 fans here. Anybody?
Hell yeah.
All right.
You picked the bad guy from Lethal Weapon 4?
Wasing Ku, to be exact, motherfucker. Of course I did. So, like, if we're trying to save the world from an impending doom, we're going to need somebody who can print counterfeit money because that's part of his his whole deal, right? You're gonna need
that's a good point.
Print currency in different parts of the world, depending on where we're going. We also have somebody who's got some sick ass martial arts skills, fighting on a like a sinking dock, like the motherfucker can he can bounce. It's Chet Lee. He's also he's and I mean I don't condone this in any way, shape, or
oh,
form.
No.
But he is a Chinese triad negotiator whose specialty is human smuggling and trafficking. So I feel that getting shit in and out of countries to complete said mission to save said world.
You're saying he can travel grown men?
Well, he can smuggle
he
people.
He can human traffic grown men?
He can human traffic a team of individuals to save the world.
What about a shark man?
Man, you know what? He probably, I'm sure sharks are big in his culture at
he's
some
gotta
point.
He's got to put a biohazard thing on the box, a biohazard sticker on the box.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, Wasing Ku was my pick from Lethal
That's
Weapon
fun.
4. Martin, who's your Jet Li?
You know, fucking, he plays the same role in all his movies.
He does.
I don't think I've seen a Jet Li rom-com yet, but...
Someday.
I ran into that,
I picked my favorite Jet Li movie, Fist of Legend. It's a remake. I think it was originally done by Bruce Lee, did the original one.
Okay.
I mean, it was called Once Upon a Time in China, maybe? Anyways, it's a remake of a movie that Bruce Lee did, but this one, basically Jet Li takes on the entire Japanese army.
Naturally.
And kicks all their asses. And it's awesome. If you haven't seen it, just look up Fists of Legend fights on YouTube. They are amazingly choreographed. I'm picking him because if shit goes down, you just need Jet Li to take everyone out. He doesn't need a weapon. Never uses a weapon. Just uses his Fists of Legend.
Is he like a one-punch man?
There's a scene where he goes into a Japanese dojo and he basically fights all the students in like all these adult soldiers in the dojo and beats the shit out of them, all of them.
To his point, yeah, to everything that you're saying, like no matter what you say, it's just what Jet Li character do you think is cool enough looking? Like
who kicks the most ass?
Mine walks around with like beads and he's like dressed in like traditional robes and shit and
right.
like just move like. Is not the kind of enemy that you see running anybody. This one is like ancient and classic.
He's expendable.
He's expendable. they all are. Jimmy, who's your Lee?
I picked one that I have not seen before.
Okay.
I picked Duncan Sue from a movie called Cradle to the Grave.
Oh my God.
Oh, that DMX. Was DMX.
DMX.
Yeah, so
Rough Riders.
My argument.
I can't believe I did that.
Because I could give you the Jet Li argument that you guys gave, or I could tell you that this movie would have been Rush Hour if Rush Hour didn't exist.
Okay,
that's true.
Hang on. Explain how.
Because it's basically the same movie.
Isn't it?
It's almost identically, but harder than Rush Hour. Rush Hour is more of a comedy where this is more of an action movie.
Yeah, and has like five
I'm surprised no one picked Romeo Must Die Jet Li.
Also with Aaliyah, right? Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Listen, I've never seen this movie. I don't know why it's called Cradle to the Grave. It's the only one.
With the two?
There
right.
isn't another.
No, there isn't.
I don't think there is.
No, but like that was capitalizing on the fact that martial arts and gangster rap were very popular at the time. And you put the two together. And
Afro Samurai.
And it's kind of like it's a buddy comedy, I guess, because it's two guys who don't
I guess?
They don't understand
don't
each
know.
Other. It's the Odd Couple. Yeah, it's totally Rush Hour.
It is the Odd Couple.
You get your little
So
bit.
are we going to be okay with picking Fist of Legend?
Yes.
Hang on. Whoa.
If you guys should, like, legit, after the show, just watch these clips. They're fucking amazing.
You
and you'll be like, oh, yeah, Martin was right. We should have picked Fist of Legend.
What time do you need now?
I want you to consider Wasing Ku here for a second.
He's like, not on. He doesn't look like he should be on the Expendables.
What's your problem?
Well, you said he's wearing robes and beads.
Yeah, it's like a sleeper car.
That's not what
right? Underneath, dangerous as fuck.
You're saying he's smuggling
a villain,
people
though.
In.
I don't know if the Expendables would work with him.
Are you saying he's smuggling people in underneath his robes?
Oh, no, I'm not. It's not like when kids stand on each other's shoulders. No, that's not his method of smuggling. I'm just saying that the skills that Wasing Ku has... I mean, yeah, you've got to, you can't even argue, Jimmy. You didn't see the movie.
I've seen Cradle to the Grave.
Oh, now you're fine.
I've seen it too many times.
I'm just no. Oh, really? Are you? All right.
His guy sounds like he kicks ass.
How do you? What's his name again, Martin?
They all do. Chen Zhen.
Yeah, you know what? They probably all do.
Chen.
But it's just the degree of kicking ass. Like, Chen Zhen kicks so much butt.
Have you
like,
guys
it's
seen
It's insane, this movie. You're like, my jaw was dropped the first time I seen it the whole time.
Well, Martin, why don't you pick our next one?
Oh, man, we got to go with T. Cruz.
Oh, boy.
Really, we're going that? Okay, let's start.
We're going T. Cruz.
Who's your Terry? And pick one. Please say Idiocracy.
One sec. I picked Terry Crews from Friday After Next. He plays Damon, basically a guy who just got out of jail.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember it.
He sees Cat Williams' character and is so attracted to him because he just got out the pen that he tries to have his way with Cat Williams.
That's right.
This is the thing. I'm going to ask some questions to you guys.
Go ahead.
The Expendables, they're going to places that are pretty scary, right?
They do. They do indeed.
Right?
They do.
Sure. Well, what's scarier than American jail? I think I'd rather go to any war-torn country than American jail. I'm not going to lie.
I agree, so far.
This guy's been there, and he got out alive. He's also immune to blades because he wears two phone books.
That's true.
Covering his torso, so can't get killed by stabbing.
Is that like
His only weakness is a wrench, because that's what Cat Williams grabs his nuts with.
That's right.
To stop the assault. So.
Oh, my God. I'm having flashbacks of seeing Friday After Next. I mean, yeah, and like that's an early Cruz character. Like that's like
he's great in it. Like he is amazing.
Commits to that
and you know
role
fits right in with the Expendables.
That's a deep guy.
Fits right in.
I don't know about fits right in, but sure, we can have him there for a minute.
See, I basically picked a lot of like if my Stallone was the Lincoln Hawk, I basically pick like if I was a D&D party, I pick characters with all as much charisma as possible, except Jet Li.
Well, he's there to kick ass.
Yeah, he's not there to charm the pants off you.
Yeah.
Or the robes, I should say. All right, so Cruz from Friday After Next.
Well, I've got one.
You got one.
I've got a Terry Cruz. My Terry Cruz is Tentacular from Rumble. It's that animated movie where he plays a giant fighting shark.
Oh, well, there's a theme I see going here.
I told you there would be.
Oceanographic Life, brought to you by Jimmy Skinner.
Well, his character just sounds like he fits right in. Like, his hobbies are winning monster wrestling, bragging, and bullying his opponents.
I mean, those do sound like Merc-like qualities,
I guess. Doesn't he just sound like he would fit right in, poking and jabbing and doing the, you're so old kind of jokes? Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to think that we just have the one.
But what do you...
So we got a lot. It's diversity. We're Shark Team.
We're Shark Team. Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah.
Give it.
Yeah. You guys, it's white chicks or bust.
He is. Latrell is pretty dope in that.
Latrell Spencer.
Like, Latrell Spencer is awesome. He's one of my favorite Terry Crews characters. If not, Damon and him are top two for me.
Like,
so.
Okay. If I remember correctly, Crews is like the demolition guy. He's got the automatic shotgun, which, like, on-screen first-time appearance, I think, with that automatic shotgun.
Terry Crews, sexual appeal. That's what we picked.
That's a good pick.
That's what
right?
we picked.
So, like, but, like, I'm just thinking about a guy who, like, kind of, like, when you look back, you're like, man, that motherfucker was persistent. Like, he wanted those two so fucking badly.
Almost had him.
Also,
I mean,
like,
if he needed a distraction, he can do a great dance number.
He can.
He
do
can
a great,
sing.
He can sing. He can dance. He's got culture.
That's a good pick, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna go with Latrell.
Me too.
Me anyways.
Thank you. Because it's white chicks or bust.
Michael gets one. Ooh, it's my turn again.
It's your turn.
Okay,
again.
Let's do Dolph so we can end with Statham.
Okay.
I
appreciate that.
All right. Agree with that.
Who is your of the abundance of Dolph characters? Who's your replacement?
You know, I saw him in this. I didn't know it was him, but I picked Lundgren's King Nerys from Aquaman.
Interesting. Again,
it's Amber Heard's dad.
A lot of this taking place underwater. Missions are big for this team.
Yeah. I told you there would be a theme.
Jacques Cousteau.
If you guys picked Tentacular.
King Shark.
Tentacular. Aquaman.
Aquaman.
You know what? You guys are going to be, you're going to be so mad when we go to the fucking ocean and they're going to be like, well, we don't, how do we, what do we do?
You totally picked Jason Statham from The Meg, as you said. Oh my God.
Did I? I don't know.
Oh my God.
Did I?
It is a mile away. The lights have come on. Okay, so.
So for all these shark-related reasons and more,
yeah,
I pick the Aquaman dad. Aquaman's father-in-law.
Dolph Lundgren, who, like, is maybe in the movie.
I forgot he's in that movie.
Yeah,
my God.
I
didn't
like
even know it was
6 minutes.
Yep.
But, like.
He'll be back.
Underwater capabilities on point. swims fast, on point.
Like they have to. I got a team of Navy sharks.
You do. it's a whole new division of the
pretty sick
of the Canadian military.
It's pretty sick. I'm really worried about Jet Li from Cradle to the Grave.
How does he fit in there?
Yeah. I don't think I didn't see him swim in that movie. He's, I don't know. We'll find a shark he can ride.
Okay, fair enough.
My idea didn't work.
No, I went with some classic Dolph. I went back to the steroid-induced punching power of Ivan Drago.
Rocky IV.
Oh, my God, we picked the same thing, Mike.
Fucking yeah!
Damn it!
I knew it. Only for the simple fact that, like, he's the only enhanced dude on the team. So, like, that guy's going to break heads. He's built to dominate. He is the boot of fucking Russia or USSR at the time. And just, like, just a massive presence. A big guy can
see
do a
Rocky
lot of things.
Earns his respect at the end.
You add to it. What do you think? Just punish Jimmy.
Okay, so I picked the Dolph Lundgren that's the most charismatic out of all the roles. the Rocky role, Ivan Drago. This basically what will happen is he loses to Rocky in Rocky IV.
Yeah.
He's really down, but he doubles down on the steroids.
Okay.
So he just does so. I call him, Diana Ball Dolph is what
Diana
I refer to him
Ball
as.
Dolph. That's a great name.
And he's already military trained, so you know he fits in.
That's fun.
Yeah, they look like they got a lot of roid rage.
Like, I'm not changing anything about Ivan, so when he shows up to battle, he's in boxer shorts and gloves. Like, we're not giving him a gun. We're just going to let him go punch people until...
I break you.
I'm telling you, you guys wait until these ocean and sea-related things happen. It's like that one G.I. Joe who was snow-related.
And do you know how many times he was on the show?
That one time.
Exactly.
That one time they really needed him.
The viewers spoke on that one.
Damn it.
Do you want to try any harder to change our minds from Ivan Drago? Or, you know, I mean, I'm willing to give you more floor time, Martin.
Well, if he wants to, I mean, my pick is pretty locked in, unless he pulls something out of his ass.
Like, listen,
come on.
Well,
if you don't pick,
how do you beat Diana Ball Dolph?
If you don't pick my next one, then you definitely aren't gonna go with Aquaman's fucking father-in-law.
Why do I think Jason Momoa is on this fucking list?
He could have been.
Why do I think
he could have been on the team?
Fucking, like, it's Jason Statham, not
we
Momoa.
We could have had all the ocean animals on our team. All
right. So Ivan Drago it is. Obviously.
Fine.
All right. Concede.
These never go my way.
Ivan D.
You got the first pick.
These, yeah. And I really thought, I was like, all right, they're going to go for underwater.
You were
going
to run the table? Yeah.
I was like, sick. This is like when I picked Wes Anderson. It's not.
All right. So
not the same.
I guess I'll pick Jason Statham.
I
watched this recently. I've watched it a few times. I like it. Wrath of Man. Either of you seen Wrath of Man?
I have not.
I couldn't finish it. It sucked.
Give me a little synopsis.
Well, I don't think I have Martin in my court.
No.
Sucked. Wrath of Man is a story about a crime lord who loses his son in a shootout, and he then goes undercover to become an armored car driver to find the crew that killed his kid.
Was this a Guy Ritchie movie or no?
It was a Guy Ritchie
movie. It sounds like a Guy
Ritchie
movie.
Yeah, it was.
100% a Guy Ritchie movie. He is broken. He is on the verge of insanity. The kind of guy who likes to be in a battle zone, right?
Kind of guy,
PTSD written all over him. But also, like, charming and smart and calculated.
Statham,
right? Yeah. Everything that Statham does. But I just love the duality of what he does. Like, there's this anger inside of him that
that's nice.
Is when there's a shootout where, like, him and actually Post Malone's in it, where him and Post Malone.
Now I am not watching.
No, it's the worst way to sell this movie.
You've ruined it. You had me. I was in.
But all of these guys have fully automatic guns, and he just has his 9mm, and he takes out like a crew with fully automated rifles just by like. Casually ducking, right? Like, very calm in a shootout. Like, I just feel, you know how Statham and Stallone are basically the dudes that hold the expendable
the glue guys.
Together,
the glue
the glue.
Right? So, like, you need two guys. So now we've
you got two glue.
We have two. Well, you have too much. Well, we have king. We have blue glue.
Cradle to the Grave.
I'm just saying, with your King Shark, maybe you should let my Wrath of Man, like, you know what. His actual name, it's such a great name.
Statham Jason.
No. it's Mason Hargraves or Patrick H. Hill. They just call him H, like the bomb.
That's cool.
Yeah, like he's got a really strong name. So that's also a
Martin. Who's your Statham?
Let me keep talking. Maybe I'll convince you.
Listen, it sounded great. Does Post Malone get shot?
Yeah, he does in the face.
Okay,
see, you're back.
See, I'm back. Look at that,
Martin. Who's your Statham?
You should have ended.
I also went with a Guy Ritchie movie, but nice. Since Weird. Stallone is not the leader, I think Statham's going to be the leader. So I picked Turkish from Snatch.
Nice.
Boxing promoter,
yep.
You know, very good at people, knows their strengths and weaknesses. Somehow survives getting killed by a gangster at the end of that movie. So smart, calculating.
He
loves sausages.
Him.
They take a little too long to cook, but loves them.
That's something our team was missing.
Yes, I feel that the only
you
way
need a leader.
Yeah,
we do need a leader with Shark Guy
sausages. I feel
to feed Shark Guy
snacks. Well, sure, yeah. To
but he doesn't eat his team.
To fend off King Shark. I can't believe I have to write down that we're gonna go with the reason why Jason Statham gets along with the fucking shark is because of.
Well, hold on, I might have you guys here.
I mean, it's fucking Snatch, man. What do you? I thought I had it on lock. He's got Snatch.
Listen. So I know what you guys are thinking. You're like, Jimmy's gonna pick Jason Ames from Death Race. But I'm not. I'm actually gonna go with Jonas Taylor from The Meg. So there's a surprise.
It's not because there's a shark in The Meg, and he swam with.
Well, who's
the
gonna
shark
control King Shark, Michael?
Well,
it was supposed to be King Neurus.
I think King Shark is good as long as he gets to eat his victims, like his enemies. He'll be full.
Okay, I know for a fact that in the new Meg, he free dives to like some ungodly fucking number.
Yes, it's insane.
And that's possible.
They make a point of saying, it is technically possible.
Why is it technically possible?
I don't know.
Don't tell me that he can swim and control sharks. Okay, this isn't Deep Blue. Deep Blue, if these sharks have their brains modified.
He fucking rides one on a tidal wave,
which
Michael,
was a shark
awesome.
You totally forgot to include.
Maybe, you know what, fuck you guys then. I'll go with Jensen Ames from Death Race because this team needs a driver.
It does. It needs a wheelman.
It does need a wheelman.
I respect you more than a guy, a rough and tumble, like, ex-diver guy who's like, I'm only down here for the money. Like, that's not a teammate.
Jonas Taylor.
Right? No, I like
fine.
Jensen.
Since it's not an underwater theme,
I think you've been
for
busted
some
on
reason.
That. Jason Ames.
Like, I was surprised no one picked you didn't pick the transporter, Jimmy.
I thought someone was going to go with Crank.
I really wanted to argue.
I was going
to
go with Crank, but I was going to go Diana Ball, all drug heavy cast at one point. But
I wanted to go Crank or Transporter. Transporter, obviously, for the wheelman argument. But Crank, because wouldn't it be funny if everyone looked over while they were trying to save the world and Jason Statham was fucking somebody so his heart didn't explode.
Almost always.
Right?
Or he's getting the shakes from withdrawal.
Right? You know, and then Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to fix him because everywhere that character goes, Yoakam follows.
So do we think, read out the team, Michael. What's our, did we pick a Statham?
We haven't picked a Statham yet. So let me reread the team.
I think
and
we
see
got
if,
a vote.
Yeah. Well, hang on here. So we have King Shark is Stallone's character, somewhat leading the team until we have a Statham. We have Latrell from White Chicks for Terry Crews. We have Ivan Drago from Rocky IV.
Yeah.
And we have Chan Zen of Fist of Legend. Right, Martin?
Yeah. Yep.
Jet Li. I mean, I don't know who's going to bring these together out of any Statham character.
I mean, a boxing promoter. King Shark's basically a boxer.
That's right.
So
where are you getting that from?
He could
he's
wrestle.
Played by Stallone, who's pretty much a boxer.
Conjecture. Your favorite word.
It's connected to boxing.
How?
Rocky.
Rocky.
Exactly.
But it's not this. You're mixing two characters.
He's built like a heavyweight, like Butterbean. He looks basically like a big Butterbean.
Yeah, but he eats people, and he's uncontrollable.
Butterbean eats people.
He punches pretty hard, too.
Your shark's temper needs a Statham that can control that.
Thank you.
And my Statham from Wrath of Man, H, like Jesus H.
Can control a shark.
He's,
I don't think so. I didn't watch the movie. I gave that the Fablemans watch.
He infiltrates all of these different crime organizations, and all it is him on a like vengeance wrath. He actually kills Scott Eastwood, that's the bad guy.
Well, you don't get to vote for yourself today, Michael.
No, I know I don't. I'm just trying to get you to vote for me.
You've had your time. Who do you vote for? Huh?
It's fucking
need a driver.
2 minutes for sausages, Turkish. It's fucking Turkish for me. Martin, what about you?
I got to vote for Jimmy's Death Race wheelman argument.
Jason Ames.
And I vote for Michael's.
wait,
Jimmy, once again, does not vote with integrity.
This is a poker. Don't position this shit.
Let's roll a dice.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to leave this to chance. I know this means nothing.
I vote Michael. Yeah. All right, we'll go with Martin. What do you want from me? Nothing made you happy. Do you know that?
Martin, do you notice a trend that these get him the most excited?
They do. They get him the most excited.
Like they melt.
Nothing I said made you happy.
All right. There you have it, listener. You've got King Shark from The Suicide Squad. Turk is from Snatch. Latrell.
Was it Latrell Spencer?
Latrell Spencer from White Chicks.
Spencer from White Chicks. Ivan Drago from Rocky IV. And Chan Zen from Fist of Legend for Jet Li. There's your new Expendables.
This team is fucking expendable.
This team is, I'm fine with they all die. If they
the
all
only
die.
One who's going to live is King Shark.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's immortal. Yeah. Like, you can't kill him.
And then Amanda Waller's going to assemble the Aqua Team.
I'm glad we picked a god that is kind of, you know, an idiot. Like, he's not designed
well,
by
too much
reason.
Power is dangerous.
It is. Have we seen all the Expendables? Have you seen them all, Jimmy?
I've seen one.
You've seen one? Yep. Martin, how many
have
you seen?
I can't remember. I think, I don't know if I've seen all of them, maybe one and two. How many are there? Five?
Three.
There's three right now.
Okay, so maybe I've seen one and two. I don't know if I've seen three. What is three about?
End of the world, fuck, mission, round up the team, get the resources, go kill the bad guy.
It's MacGruber.
America wins. Like, it's there's nothing really congruent. It's just they keep assembling more.
Action.
Yeah, it's action porn.
Why don't they let Michael Bay do these?
It's Stallone.
Oh. Does he direct them?
I think he does, doesn't he?
Does he direct them? Who do these have a director? Do they have a writer?
They only have Stallone, to tell you the
this
truth.
This seems like a movie they could make during the writer's strike and no one would notice. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's probably a really low-budget movie because it's so focused on
well, it just
CGI.
Doesn't need... Well, they don't need...
What it is directed by Stallone, the first one anyways.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
I and the screenplay by Stallone.
He controls it. It's his, right?
It's his baby.
I mean, I remember when I first heard about it, the fact that Stallone was trying to assemble this, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, what?
And they did. And
it's basically old-person Avengers.
Like, I think it was just Stallone's idea to be like, hey, we've all been in competition with each other, so let's do
a movie together.
So Schwarzenegger and Willis are in these, right?
Makes money, right?
They've been in them.
Schwarzenegger
yeah.
and Willis are in these.
Yeah, they've been in other ones, but they haven't. Okay. They haven't been.
They exist.
They exist. Yeah. They're walk on characters, right? Like Mel.
Yeah,
Gibson's
they're not. They're like
they're
cameo
it.
Characters.
Well,
I guess
Chuck
you call
Norris.
Them.
Yeah.
No. So, but like, I mean, I'm not. This is no theater movie for me by any means. And I mean, I love them all, but
I swear to God, if you message me on a Tuesday and you say, "Hey, you want to go see a movie?" and I say, "Oh, what do you want to see?" and you say, "Expendables 4."
Not gonna happen.
What if it had King Shark in it?
Ooh, yeah. Now you're talking.
No,
this is an Aquaman movie.
No, the one we recast. That'd be a short.
If you take me to see Expendables 4, I'm taking you to see Aquaman 2.
I'm totally fine with that. Actually,
damn it.
Yeah, and that would work with me. I don't know, Martin. We're all gonna wait for this to come home on streaming. Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch. I don't think I've watched any of them in the theaters. I think they were all kind of streaming. So.
And, like, I never finished them, right? Because it's, like, action scene,
I finished the first
acting,
one.
Action scene, bad acting.
Yeah.
So, once you've seen one, you've seen them all. I just, like, how does he get money for this shit?
I think he's funded by the government, because I think Bruce Willis's character is, like, government-related, so that they do contracts for the government, so.
No, I don't mean
no, he means how did these movies keep getting made?
Oh, I don't know. People like, how does he get money? He's a contractor. I don't know.
Who in Hollywood keeps paying?
Those Rocky residuals, baby.
Fuck, yeah. Man, I don't know. Like, it can't be cheap to bring all these guys on.
I think this is dark Saudi money that makes these pieces of shit. I don't think this is actual.
This is live golf?
Yeah, this is straight up like
the WWE's going that way too.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Because there's fucking billions there.
So this was a cocaine investment for sure.
Money,
right?
Like, I got an idea.
Like, it just... And I mean, that's what, you know, that's what a movie is. It's a business that keeps on making money every time someone touches it. And
it's a team up of all the 80s action superstars.
DC, which, yeah, totally. Aquaman 2 teaser trailer came out last night. Have we all seen it?
Trash.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Just another pointless romp.
No, it's not. I mean, it's a teaser, so it's 31 seconds, but in 4 days we'll get the trailer.
Patrick Wilson's back.
Patrick Wilson is back. Amber Heard. Who's gone?
I thought she was out of it. She got cut out of it, right?
They've edited a lot of her out, I think. We'll find
out. They casted someone new for her.
Yeah, they've edited Dolph and edited
Dolph Lundgren's in the bigger part.
Like, it will show you it'll be interesting because it will show you the downfall of that trial.
And this is going to be the last DC movie of that era.
It really will be, yeah. It's got their names on it, though. It's weird.
Well, they're saying that now they're like, oh, maybe we'll do it in Legends or something like that. So they might. I still want to see the end of the Justice League, that ending.
No, I know, like, right?
Dark Superman side. Destroys everything.
Yep. I know.
I got to see that.
Yeah.
So maybe someday. Man, maybe where he's going, maybe where James Gunn's going with this now, it might lead to an injustice.
I mean, that made me want to see Jared Leto's Joker.
Right? At least they did something with it.
What I was like, that was good. David, that's a good joke. I could see more of it on screen.
David Ayer now deserves his cut, I think.
Of Suicide Squad?
I mean, I would like to see it just to see the what
could have been better.
What could have
been
better.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You know, I'm interested. I'm not saying it's going to make it, you know, what was missing. But I would like to see it because everything else, it's artistic direction. Let me make my cut and then tell me what I got to trim. But like with that one, those are movies that sometimes that when shit gets cut, it's like that was pivotal to the story.
Listen, guys.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I got you talking about DC movies somehow.
Well, you got it off with King Shark at the top. So
yeah, you did.
I know.
Really started this.
It's time.
Yes, time. I like it. Listener, thank you for tuning in to another episode. If this is your first time, link in our bio, link in the show notes, all the links.
Who sent us? Who do you think would be in your Expendables squad?
Yeah, yeah. Then we'll play.
Assemble
it on
yours. Send us. Send it in.
Send an email.
Tweet at us. Instagram. You know all the things.
All the things. Leave
Real
a voicemail too. Link in bio. Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. REEL for the spelling. The Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook and at RD Pod Shorts on YouTube. If you want to see us. Subscribe. That's the only thing we really give to.
That's the best thing you can do.
If you want to donate, there's donation tabs. If you want to shop, there's shop tabs. But the best and easiest thing, like Jimmy said, subscribe to the show. I have been Techish.
Hey, and I'm the Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Diana Baldolph.
Watch all the movies, kids. See you next week. Say bye, guys.
See ya.
If you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.